Welcome to F1.
Hello and welcome to our podcast.
We are Formula One rookies that have decided to air our opinions online,
bringing you reviews based on weekly races,
as well as our race predictions for the next race based on the F1 game.
What's up, guys? I'm Brandon.
Hello, everyone. We are
still coming up with the name.
Yeah.
F1 Fan Club.
The thing is, I haven't seen any South African F1 podcast, so we could be the first South Africans.
Yeah.
So we could be F1
from the South.
So it's our first ever one, and we have been watching the start of the season already, but we are only now deciding to actually have a podcast about it. So
also just to like introduce ourselves, I'm Brandon. I've said this already, but I've only grown to love the sport now. It's been in the family for years and years, but I kind of just didn't get it.
You've bought a game.
But what happened was, yes, I bought a game. And that's where it all began. Okay, so I've become big into it. I sit, I watch all the highlights and the races.
And
of course, the races.
And the people playing the game.
And obviously playing the game, you know. So that's me.
Yeah, and I'm Jade. I have been not a huge fan of Formula One my whole life, but it has been something that we've had at the house all the time. My dad's a huge, huge, huge fan, Schumacher fan to be exact. And I was always in and out of it. Like, I was young and I remember getting a toy little Formula One car as a gift for my dad. And we used to have that. And it was back when Schumacher was champion and we had a little Ferrari and I think it was a Reynolds because we had a little blue car as well. And it was something big. We actually collect a lot. We collected all the Formula One, like Shell. Well, here in South Africa, we have Shell Garage.
I also got it. And then we got robbed. And they took my whole collection.
I had
specific shelves and I didn't even take them out the box because I was like trying to keep them like in 20 years. I'm going to sell this for a million
we
rand.
We still have ours. Yeah. It was a Ferrari thing, obviously. Yeah. But we collected like the whole, there were two different ranges that they had and we collected both the ranges.
Yeah, so I had both the ranges and then, you know.
Things happened. South Africa had it.
South Africa hit us.
And South Africa.
And they took it from me.
They took it from you. Well, it is true. So that happened. And then we never got to, we had that hard part of watching Formula One. We couldn't watch it all the time because in South Africa it's not that easy to watch it on TV unless you subscribe.
It can literally go from like Super Sport 1 to like 12, anywhere in between there.
Yeah, you never know and you can never be sure and you have to pay for it for sure. Yeah. And so we never watched it all the time and I was not keen about it because I didn't get the excitement of cars.
Like it's just a car. But then you're like, okay, damn, this is pretty going like 280 k's around a corner.
I think for a guy it would be that way, but for me it was just Sebastian Vettel entered the ring and then I was like, who's this new German boy? And since then I've been a huge fan. I think I was a rival in the house because I supported Red Bull for that whole time that Sebastian was in Red Bull.
Yeah, so currently I don't actually know who I want to support.
Brandon's very new.
I'm like so new into the game. My family's been like Ferrari like forever. Like I always joke with them and I'm like, Mercedes is the greatest team to like ever exist. And I got kicked out the house for the one race.
I feel like that would happen to me if I was a Mercedes fan. Like that's a true thing.
But
like rivals.
Realistically, I don't actually like them. The cars are phenomenal, but the drive, actually one driver, just sucks. And I think we all know who I'm talking about, Mr. Lewis Hamilton.
I feel like this is very controversial, like the whole Lewis Hamilton, us not liking him and the world liking him. Like, there is a huge fan base that are for him.
Huge. My one friend messaged me the other day and was like, dude, Hamilton's such a legend. So and so, like, I've been watching his interviews and he's so humble. And I was just like, are you being sarcastic? Like, he's like, no, I'm being genuine. And I was just like,
I just feel like as oppositions to Lewis Hamilton, and I feel like for now I can say I'm a Ferrari fan just because Vettel's in Ferrari at the minute. I can say that just from this point of view, looking at Lewis Hamilton, we'll always see him as being the rival and really not anything as good because we just don't like
him. I'm not going to take away that he's a crazy driver. Like, he's good. I just don't like him.
We have to be like explaining why we don't like him. It's not because of the way he looks. So it's not because of the way he like puts himself out there. It's just because he is in Mercedes and Mercedes just, are winning.
So like, I'm actually also like big on soccer. And so, where it's kind of like the Ronaldo Messi debate. It's just people absolutely hate Messi because they adore Ronaldo and vice versa. But you know,
and I feel like in this case, it's also, I know this is like might be a bit hectic, but I feel like Lewis being British gives him a lot more rank because as a British driver, doing well in a somewhat British team of Mercedes, like they're not completely British, but they are sort of British. Their
headquarters are based
in England. So, so like with that all giving him ranking, like he is kind of like a favorite. And technically Formula One is a British sport. It's like, I don't know if I can say that, but technically it is like every time we watch a race, we just hear commentators like freaking out every time Lewis steps into the ring. So
And obviously, you're going to support the man who races for your country. So
yeah, exactly. Well, and not in our case.
The British are like mental with like their sports, like soccer. They go absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of like it's like weird with Lewis because I want to like him. Like there's things about him that I'm like, oh, that is so good. Like I would be on that like team.
Also, like to be honest, like although I didn't watch the sport, like before I started watching F1, I was kind of like, yo, this guy's good. Like he's just winning races left, right and center. And then as I slowly got into it, I was just like, eesh. and then I've like started to defend like the Schumacher records.
Yeah.
Cause like my aunt is just, she kind of like opened up to me like, Brandon, you can't do this. Like this guy's amazing. And he's just going to steal that away from Schumacher, take away his name. And so I hate him now.
In that case, like that's also like going on to with Vettel. I feel like the reason I always supported Vettel was because I felt he was the new Schumacher. Like I didn't like put him, like I kind of did, but obviously he wasn't racing Ferrari. He was racing Red Bull. But when he was winning and he was German and I was like, oh, he's just like Schumacher because he's from Germany and he's winning championships. And then that time when like Vettel was winning, I think it was 4 championships in a row, I was just like, oh my gosh, he's on Schumacher's like level. Like he's heading in that direction. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it just was so cool when he moved into Ferrari because it like made sense that he was like moving into like the footsteps of a legend.
Schumacher.
Yeah. And that's why coming into Ferrari, it's been so unfortunate for Vettel because, like, he wasn't able to accomplish any of Schumacher's, like, records or even winning a championship, which was so sad. And I just feel like, yes, Mercedes are on top. Yes, Mercedes are winning. Yes, there's always going to be a top team. But just in Vettel's case, his decision to move into Ferrari, which is expected to be a top three team, and it didn't work out that well for him, which is so sad. And he also said himself that he was hoping to like keep Schumacher's record still standing by winning some from Lewis, but that never worked out very well for him. So it's kind of sad.
He didn't win a championship with Ferrari.
No, he didn't. Vettel didn't win a championship with Ferrari at all. One. And Lewis has won five in a row. How many in a row? Six in a row?
I think.
So we'll look it up because we're not so sure about it now.
No, he did have seven because if Hamilton wins this one, he's equaled the record. And then if he wins next year, then he's beat the record.
So if he wins 8, he beats the record.
I know that.
How many wins?
Yes, because I remember now in, what's the thing called? That Netflix TV show?
Drive to Survive.
In the first season, they talk about Hamilton winning the fifth one in a row, and it had never been done before.
Oh, so he's already broken that record.
He's already broken that record.
Because Betzel was holding that. Betzel had four.
And so they were kind of like, if he does this, then he's broken the record, and obviously he won it again. But I think I think Schumacher has the most titles.
Yeah, he does.
So, and that's what Lewis is chasing.
And the last two titles that he won was, so he won four at, oh wait, that doesn't add up. He won four, 2000, 2001, 2003. That was not me gapping. Right, I counted it wrong.
What happened there?
So it's 2000, 2001, 2003, 2004.
2002.
We missed.
Did I also miss it? That's so bad. 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004.
Yes, that's five with Ferrari and then two with Benetton Ford. So he won the 94 one and the 95 one with Benetton Ford. So that equals him winning seven championships in Formula One. And then Lewis Hamilton has won six.
He's won six.
So he's going to, if he wins this year's, that's my water right there. If he wins this year's championship, then he, no, it's not.
I don't know what's happening. But off of another topic quick. I think one of the movies that made me like go crazy about like racing and like cars was, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's called Ford vs. Ferrari.
Oh yes.
With Matt Damon and Christian Bale.
I heard of it. I haven't watched it. I just assumed that movie would be boring.
It's so good. It's literally probably in my top 10 movies. Like of all time.
Really?
It was done so well. And it really like made you like be like, wow.
Have you watched Racing in the Rain?
Oh, dude, that movie cried.
Yeah, I cried at Racing in the Rain. But that, when I went into watching Racing in the Rain, I love watching TV series and movies and stuff, and huge fangirl. And Marlo, the guy that acts in Racing in the Rain.
Yeah, he's in a lot of like...
Well, I know him from Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
So that's
I know him from Heroes, the show Heroes.
Oh, yes. And I know him from Heroes. So I know him from Gilmore Girls and Heroes. I know he acts in This Is Us. I don't watch This Is Us, so I don't actually know. But...
What is This Is Us? Oh, wait, my mom's last.
Wait, like Brandon. Because some people are huge This Is Us fans. Like, it's a big thing. And they get really offended if you don't like it. So I'm not saying I don't like it. I just don't watch it. So...
I don't know what it is.
So anyway, we're not talking about the show. But I went into the movie watching it because it was like a dog movie and it was Marlo and I kind of liked him because I've watched him before. And dogs are cute and I like dogs.
I kind of thought it was literally going to be the dog racing because I didn't really watch the trailer. I just thought it was
I never watched the trailer either.
I heard the... Yeah, but I thought the dog like raced with them in the car throughout the movie.
Because he was sitting in the car.
So that's what I thought.
And I didn't know. So yeah, that's another thing. I didn't know it was Formula One because the picture doesn't show you a Formula One car. It's just a normal Ferrari, I think it is. Or a red car. It's just a red car. Yeah, and then
but it's such a good movie. Him sitting in the car. I recommend it 100%.
Yeah, it's a really, like, it's so unpredictable. You didn't expect what you got out of that movie. But when I watched it, and at this point I was like really getting into Formula One because like I was just watching like Ferrari, like before I never used to support Ferrari, I supported Red Bull. But now I was getting into Ferrari because I was supporting Sebastian. And then I watched the movie and then I was like, oh my gosh, it's proper like Formula One. He's a Formula One driver. This is the life of a Formula One driver. So it was really interesting, like that favorite Formula One movie. Because my series is definitely...
Yeah, so Ford vs. Ferrari is... It's not Formula One. It's... What's that?
Car manufacturers?
No, it's that thing that like 24-hour...
Oh, I forget what it's called.
I don't know.
I didn't know that Ford and Ferrari raced there.
Yeah, so it's just built on the... It's telling you the story on how the Ford...
Le Mans,
the 24 hours of Le Mans. It's just telling a story.
We're
on
such rookies that we don't even know what the other races are called. We already know Formula One.
What's the car called? It looks like a box.
It says it.
Oh, Ford GT. That's the one. And it talks on how Shelby and this guy, I can't remember what his name is. Miles. It's Miles something. And, or something Miles. So he raced for Ford. And he was the first. Ford like ended up like breaking a record that Ferrari held for like years and years. No car.
At this race.
Yeah. No other car had beaten Ferrari, and it was just this big thing. So that's what it was.
So we recommend you watching if you like Formula One.
Yeah.
It is a more car movie though. So if you like race cars, I guess.
I mean, Ferrari's still in it, and it is a proper race.
Yeah, so if you like Ferrari and racing.
Yeah. I know there is one racer who actually won this and is an F1.
Is that Hülkenberg?
I think so.
Is it? I think, to be honest, I always thought it was Fernando Alonso, but...
Winning the Le Mans.
So, Hülkenberg...
On his first attempt, that's pretty decent.
That is not something I would think that Hülkenberg would have accomplished. I know it sounds bad, but it's just because... He's never won a Formula One race.
Yeah. But it's completely different. You do get breaks in between.
Yeah, I heard that. And that's why I always thought Alonso had won it. I don't know if it is. Okay, so it's Hülkenberg and Alonso that's won the Le Mans.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Well, especially for Hülkenberg. Well done, because he's never won a Formula One race because he's able to win a 24
race. Where does he race again?
He used to. He raced for Reynolds, and then he just got kicked out because Esteban Ocon came on.
Ocon.
So
I like Ocon.
So yeah, next season's gonna be kind of a real change up with
Because Ricciardo's leaving Reynolds, and then Alonso's coming in. There's a lot of like switcheroos next season,
which I am really keen to see if Mercedes switch. I know that I've heard like talks of how Bottas was like, no, they're not doing anything, they're staying the same, and he's not concerned about losing his spot. But Mercedes haven't actually placed their two drivers on the, like, everyone's kind of putting their drivers on a grid for next year, kind of already. So at where it stands is Reynolds is going to be Ocon and Alonso.
Mm-hmm.
McLaren's going to be Norris and
Ricciardo.
And then obviously Sainz is moving to Ferrari and Leclerc staying on at Ferrari. So that's for sure happening. And then, I don't know.
I think Gasly's going to stay. Poor Gasly. That guy killed me.
Poor Gasly. We both feel sad for him because of what happened last season. It was last season, right?
Yeah.
The fact that he started in Red Bull and then got like relegated down to Toro Rosso.
Yeah.
And now they've changed their name. They're now called AlphaTauri.
I actually like, what's his name? The guy who took over. What's his name again?
Which one? Alexander Gasly. Albon.
I actually like Albon. He's no Verstappen, but like he actually pushes. I remember the first race that he raced was he was like stuck in like 14th.
Oh yes, and he pushed all and the way to
Verstappen actually crashed, so he was out the race, and they were kind of relying on him. And it was his first race, and also his mates had just died.
Yeah, Hubert.
Yeah, from the F2, and he ended up making it. Fifth, I think it was. I think he came fifth, and the whole of Red Bull were like going crazy because they were also like, if you watch the interview, what's his name? Christian.
Yeah, Christian Horner.
Yeah. He was saying they kind of thought they kind of had no hope in him after like the start of the race because he just wasn't pushing to like get in front of people.
He wasn't meaning he didn't have hope in him. He just meant that they didn't have hope for Red Bull staying like, getting points.
That's what I mean. So they were just like, because he wasn't pushing, and they were kind of just like, it is his first race. And then next minute, this guy just like, he did some switcheroo thing, and he tricked the guy in front of him, and he went on the outside when that's like not normal. And boom, seventh or fifth place, one of those two.
I just feel like in a case like that, it was just Red Bull had a lot to like, they were worried.
It
like
was their first year with Honda as well. So, yes, Ricciardo because Ricciardo left.
And then Honda came in, and then Gasly came in because Ricciardo left. Yeah. So that's what I mean. Like, it was a big thing, especially with Albon's race, racing for Red Bull. They had just kicked Gasly out because they claimed that Gasly wasn't cutting it for to be a top three driver, well, top three team driver.
Yeah.
And then bringing in a driver that wasn't performing up to standards would have looked bad for them. So, yeah, they were lucky.
Yeah, Gasly at Monaco. One funny story. It is it's a crazy difficult race, especially in like the game. You're like, when you play F1 the game, you like, you think you can do it, like you can win like every other race. You go to Monaco and you can finish like ninth or not even finish. You're like, come on.
Yeah,
it's a lot of skill because it's tight. In the game when I played, I got pole one and I lost my position from like a poor turn, and Hamilton got in front of me, and then I ended up finishing the race first, but because I had bumped into so many people trying to get my position back, I came third from penalties. So I was
hectic. So you get real, like, if I, like, hate on you.
Yeah, it's, like, proper. I'm like, box. Okay, you've been given a penalty for, like, illegal overtaking or something like that. So
that just reminds me of something I'll never forget, was the Canadian Grand Prix last year when Vettel was leading the whole race, and he came first at the end of the race, but there was one corner where he hits and he had gone out a little bit off the track. And when he came back in quickly, Hamilton was behind him, and Hamilton was like, oh, that was unsafe what he did. Like, he just came onto the track. And then FIA investigated it, and they were like, he gets a 5-second penalty for that. And then he finished one, but then because Hamilton was right behind him, Hamilton gets the victory. So Vettel was so upset. He was not impressed at all. He went and he was like, I won the race. Like, yeah, that is so true. Like that's what I mean, like, with the whole Hamilton thing. Like, we might seem as if we hate him, but it's so weird that everything plays out in his favor, like, every single time.
Yeah,
like, it's so rare, like, that it doesn't.
I just wish, like, all the cars were just same speed, or I mean,
it
not really
same.
It wouldn't be, but it also could, because you'd be able to see who the best drivers are.
But with F1, it isn't about the driver only; it's about your engine. Like, yeah, every car on there is trying to prove that their engine is like the best.
Four Mercedes engines on the track.
Yeah, which that's why it gets boring. So there was this, I don't know if it was an Instagram thing that I saw where they had like created this meme about Hamilton where he was like, when Vettel was winning the championships back in 2013, that people were going to get bored of just seeing him win. Like, he was like, people aren't going to want to watch F1 anymore because.
But now Hamilton
would. And that was his statement in 2013. And now look at it. It's like, what, five like championships in a row, and we had to watch this guy get on the podium in every single race.
It's so funny because people like literally celebrate his loss. It's like, yes.
It's a true thing. Like, I won't lie, there's sometimes I sit there and I'm just like, maybe Hamilton won't win today. Like,
yeah. So yesterday, I actually raced the British Grand Prix at Silverstone, and in the game, not real life. But Hamilton and I were like neck and neck throughout the whole race, and I eventually took over, and then he got DRS. DRS or DNS?
DRS.
DRS, yeah. DNS sounds weird.
DNS, it's not DNS, it's DNF, which means that they don't finish the race.
So like, we were pushing neck and neck, and eventually, like, we both put our DRS on, and we're kicking down, and then I was racing, and I was just like, wait, where's this guy? And it turned out his engine blew, like, just... It was two laps to go, and his engine blew around like the corner, and it was just like so much relief afterwards, because like Bottas was like 20 seconds behind.
So you didn't have anything to worry
I had
about.
Nothing. I was taking strolls around the corner, braking early.
Do you wonder if that's what drivers do when they actually drive
in like,
real life?
I mean, in like the Le Mans movie, like the guy, when it's not a spoiler alert because it's like
it's history. That
it's history. But Ferrari, both their cars, like engines failed, and what's it called? And they ended up just taking a stroll because they were literally.
Oh, is this Ford?
This is Ford. Yeah, They were literally like 4 hours ahead on every other car.
Oh, heck. Well, yeah, that's different, I guess, because you're like...
Yeah, but they were cruising, and he even was driving... At one point, he was driving 60 Ks an hour, so his teammates could catch up to him, and they made it a team finish where they all literally passed the line at the same time.
Yeah, I actually remember days in Formula One where they used to be very considerate about things like that. Like,
what, your teammates and...
Well... I don't know about the team, I think, but I mean, when Schumacher raced, like, they were helping each other. I think there was a lot of helping each other.
Yeah, like, there's no, like, rivalry between the teammates.
Yeah, I think because I think F1, and it's obviously been a push and pull, like, from different directions where everyone's like, oh, it's competitive and everyone's in it, like, independently. So we need, like, these need to be rules that need to be allowed. But I feel like, well, I remember back in the day when I used to watch F1, and it's not, like, that many years ago. But when I watched it, I wasn't watching it like proper. Like, I didn't really understand anything that was happening.
Yeah.
But they would go, the drivers would save the car. Like, if like a Schumacher wasn't leading and he was like 20 seconds ahead, or he knew that he was going to win, like, there was no way that he was, unless his car like failed, they would like take off like the pressure. They would chill. But yeah. Now I feel like they've changed the rule and everyone's like fighting for fastest lap because you get an extra point if you get a fastest lap.
Well, that's what happened in the last race. Like, Hamilton was like something like 32 seconds ahead.
Oh, yeah.
And they even took their time in the pits and gave him a soft.
Yeah, they gave him
a soft. So he could get the fastest lap. Yeah, for but the
he was
extra
still
point.
Fighting. Like, he was still pushing his car to the limit at the end because he wanted the fastest lap.
Yeah.
Like, back then, there wasn't anything such as that. So they would literally be like, save the car so we can keep it for the next race.
No, because the next one literally crash and then it's like...
Yeah, exactly. Because, and also, another thing about Formula 1 is like, now we have a lot of rookie drivers coming in. Like, Max is definitely one of them where they, like the first ones, I mean, where they come into Formula 1 and they're a bit reckless with the car. Like, they don't actually like think like, oh, let's save the... Like, look at Kimi, like... Back then, Kimi still drove like that in Ferrari. He always saving the car. Like, he never pushed it if he knew that it was gonna like fall apart or damage his.
It's a vital thing, especially like, I mean, it happens in the game as well. Like, you have to be so careful on how you think. So you're constantly like pressing a button to like check up on your principal to be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
What's like going on with my engine? You know.
Yeah, the front wing. Make sure that everyone's heading in the right direction. Yeah, but it's just crazy how when you look at it, F1 has evolved a lot, I think, over the years. So, going into the British Grand Prix, which is the one you were playing last night.
Yeah.
So, you won the British Grand Prix.
I did, for Ferrari.
For Ferrari. So, Ferrari is now how high on that constructors?
They're actually second.
Oh, wow. So Mercedes still leading?
Yes, but that's because I raced for Mercedes previously. Okay, so I won them the points.
So you're like moving about.
And so now it's like a catch up, but on like driver points, I'm on top. And then it's Hamilton and then it's Vettel.
Oh, so Vettel's top three.
Vettel's top three.
As opposed to real life at the moment. Which is a shame.
And funny enough, like, all the drivers have been really realistic.
Yeah.
But for the first six races, Bottas was so unrealistic. He didn't finish in the first six races.
Oh, really?
There were so many problems.
Do you really think that it's unrealistic? What team was he driving for?
Mercedes.
Oh, okay. Because I feel like if he drove for a different team, we might see a different Bottas. Like, I don't know if we'd see the same kind of, like, podium finisher that we're seeing right now.
I really hope he wins this weekend, like, opposed to...
The British Grand Prix.
Yeah, I don't want to see Hamilton win. I want Sting to win this championship, Bottas.
So, yeah, do you think Bottas could get in there? Well, he did win the first race of the season, so it has capability.
Didn't he win... First and second.
Did he win the second one? Didn't Hamilton get in there?
No, that was the third.
Oh, so Hamilton didn't...
Hamilton won his first race.
Last week.
Yeah.
Oh, heck sick. Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention. Well, I see Mercedes and I think Hamilton too.
Yeah, so...
So Bottas has been on... So Bottas won two in a row.
Yes, because remember It was that big crash with Hamilton, who came fourth.
Yes, I remember him coming fourth and Norris got on the podium.
Yes. Yes.
And then Leclerc was on the podium the week
before. Yes, yeah. So Bottas had finished first in the first two, then it was Hamilton, and this week, hopefully, Bottas again.
So Bottas has never won at the British Grand Prix. The only people that are racing at the moment that have is Sebastian Vettel and Lewis Hamilton.
That's crazy.
So we have opportunity. Well, actually, we have opportunity, but we don't have the same opportunity with the Ferraris, yeah. Because Ferrari, as we know this year, aren't performing up to standard, and they don't have high hopes of them performing.
Yeah. They did say next year is their season, though.
Actually, no. I read an article this week saying that one of the team managers, he might be the boss, I don't actually remember, but he said that the reality is Ferrari will only be able to compete properly again in 2022. Which is a long way away, but I'm also happy that Sebastian Vettel got out of there as soon as possible. Yeah. Just because as an older driver, you don't have that many years on you. And especially,
you still want to win something.
Yeah, and Vettel already said he's still going after a championship. So
yeah, he's not just giving up.
So Ferrari is not the place to be for the next.
But also talking on the British Grand Prix, Lewis Hamilton has a chance to break a record for the most home races.
Everyone's expecting Hamilton to win this week because of it. So that's just a bit more. Maybe the pressure will get to him. Maybe that's why he won't win.
I hope so.
We're all against him, but it's not in a bad way.
Or his engine blows out.
We want it to be more interesting. What if Verstappen gets him there? Verstappen could win it as well.
I hope Verstappen. Well, unrealistically, if I could choose any driver to win it, it would be Verstappen. But realistically, I'm rooting for Bottas, so Hamilton doesn't win it. I'd rather let Bottas take it than Hamilton.
Yeah, that's how sad it's become. It's like, it's fine, Mercedes can take it, but it's just the second driver needs to take it. I would like for sure want Vettel to win it, but then the reality of Vettel.
But also, if Verstappen had to win it, he'd become the youngest driver to ever win the championship.
Well, that's the championship as a whole. Verstappen will take it from Vettel, who's currently still holding on to that title, which I am secretly praying that
it never gets broken.
that Verstappen and Leclerc both pass the age before, so maybe Lewis will.
I know
will
Leclerc
that
has
happening.
To win it this year.
This year. Oh.
Yeah, but Verstappen, due to age, like where his birthday date is, Verstappen could actually win it next year.
Oh, okay. So he has 2 years now.
Yeah.
Which is, okay, he could win it maybe before Vettel. Yeah,
hopefully next year.
He could break the record.
He could take it.
But I know Leclerc and Verstappen are in a position. Well, not only them, Norris could do it. We don't know. The McLaren driver is kind of pushing himself in there.
You don't want Norris
this time.
Norris would win it by 2 years.
Yeah, Norris is quite
young. 2 year gap.
Imagine if McLaren are the super team next year, because we have to rule Ferrari out now, because Ferrari has kind of already said they're not competing there. So who's the top three teams now? Maybe Racing Point, Lance Stroll and Sergio Perez, maybe they have a good thing going on there. But if McLaren become top three again, there's a chance that Lando Norris might be the youngest world champion. And if he wins it, then there's no hope for Leclerc and Verstappen. So it might not.
Yeah.
That's what happens when we get a lot of rookie drivers coming in. I actually read that, who was it? It was someone famous. It was actually, no, he's famous, but he was the team principal of Red Bull or Toro Rosso when Vettel was in it. And I think it's Berger. I'm not actually sure who the guy is. He said that he doesn't think that Vettel has any chance of staying in for next season, just because of the fact that his age and
all the rookie drivers
coming in, which I always, to the back of my mind, thought that that was the case. But then Fernando Alonso.
Yeah, then he just shows up. And
so
then,
what happens there? That's
even Raikkonen.
Yeah, Raikkonen. So that's another thing. Raikkonen doesn't have a seat. It isn't certain that he's staying.
Yeah. So waiting to hear on that. What is he racing?
he raced for Sauber, no, for Alfa Romeo, well, which was Sauber, but they're now called Alfa.
So. You think Williams will ever take off again?
I don't know. It's just weird because they are running a Mercedes engine at the moment and they're not performing like the other Mercedes drivers. They just
don't go anywhere.
Well, they are doing better than they've ever done in the past, like, 10 years, we can say. Yeah. Because the qualifying in the past two races were good.
Yeah. But that last race with Latifi was...
Sorry, Latifi... it's just so weird. He has like a huge fan base which support him like highly.
It's crazy. And, he just sits at the back like all the
and
time.
They have like they think that he's can win a championship. So everyone says that Williams drivers are held back by the team and they could possibly win. So British Grand Prix, we want Bottas or anyone else besides Lewis Hamilton to win.
Yeah.
So according to your race, Lewis Hamilton had an engine failure. So
he was actually the only one to not finish the race at the Grand Prix.
Which is not common for a Mercedes car or for Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
So maybe that's just predicting what's going to happen on Sunday.
Hopefully. Like, imagine it does. I'll go mad. I'll be like, yes.
Like and we Ferrari, did first. And we Ferrari told you what was going to happen place before it happened.
Sits on the podium. Yeah, it finished myself, Bottas, Vettel. That was the podium.
Sorry. I was just checking it.
But so wait, you were like, it's Ferrari, Mercedes, Ferrari.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I was just thinking that as much as people are saying that Ferrari is not performing very well, like we all know that they're not performing well this season.
Yeah.
But Leclerc still got a podium finish.
Yeah, he did.
So there is kind of a way in which Ferrari can get in there.
It also determines on your qualifying.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's for sure. Like maybe that's what Ferrari need to fight for. But then we do have a lot of people that are faster ahead of us, like Mercedes, for one. We know it's the faster car. And Racing Point, being as they're now using Mercedes' old engine, we've seen them qualify ahead of everyone, which is so surprising. Like, first of all, if anyone knows that Racing Point used to be Force India, which was bought over by Lawrence Stroll, and then now they're called Racing Point. But when they were, like, me looking at the grid, when I see the pink car finishing or qualifying in the top three...
It's just weird.
It's so like, oh my gosh. And like, obviously, we know it's Racing Point, but like, a part of me is like, Force India's on the top three. Like,
yeah, everyone
who thinks, like, who would have thought?
I was talking to my friend the other day, and he was like, it's just, and he's been in it for much longer than I have. And he was just like, it's weird. Like, who would have thought pink was in a top three situation?
Yeah, I know. That is something real. Like, I feel like also.
It's always been like that, like, baby blue with the dark blue with the red. Like, those were the three colors.
It's always been like, especially for the past, like, say, 10 years, it's been Ferrari, Red Bull, Mercedes, or McLaren. I can't, like, it's between that. Like, that's, like, McLaren did kind of step away for a while, and Renault was kind of also up there, and they also stepped away for a while. But Force India was never anywhere close to, maybe they were, maybe we don't know enough. Maybe they were, and we weren't paying attention.
Have they ever won a championship?
I think they've definitely been on a podium before. I think Sergio Perez himself has been on a podium before.
We looked this up early on, and because I was reminded by my friend saying Williams have actually won 7 championships and 9 constructors championships.
They've never won. Their best was finishing second in 2009, and I'm pretty certain that was Sergio Perez. Oh, it was Fisichella. Okay, so it wasn't even Sergio Perez. So what was I thinking? Maybe Sergio Perez came third in one of the races. So Fisichella, 2009, Force India.
George Russell has high hopes to be as good as Lewis Hamilton. Like, well, not as good as Lewis Hamilton, more like he has high hopes of joining Mercedes.
I saw he was talking to, I saw a thing on Instagram with him talking to the principal.
Toto Wolff.
Yeah.
Yes. So George, yeah, that's what I mean. He's so keen to join Mercedes. So he...
just, and he's young. Imagine they just like tune Bottas, like go home. And they just give Russell.
That's the thing that I always think of. Like, obviously, okay, maybe this is me taking it too personally because Vettel's getting kicked out of Ferrari, it looks like, from the outside.
Yeah.
But I wonder how that goes down. Like, if your driver's not... okay, so in Vettel's case, they have kind of a thing to say, like, oh, you weren't performing how we expected you to perform, so we can't keep you around anymore. But in Bottas' case, he's finishing 1-2. Like, it's not like he's crashing out or he's not performing in a Mercedes way. So what kind of conversation happens there? Like, how do you kick him out? Like, how...
it's just them being like, we want a younger driver.
But... yeah, I guess, okay, I would say if you want a younger driver, then why not get rid of Hamilton? But then they're going to be like, oh, he's winning championships for us, so we can't kick him out.
It's a little bit...
just because Bottas is actually younger.
He's 30.
He's younger than Hamilton. So
Hamilton's like 35, I think.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
So it's very awkward, I would assume, for teams when they do that. Like, how do you have that conversation? That's not something that I would want to be a part of. I just want to see which team Lewis Hamilton started in. Like,
McLaren.
I can't believe that.
He jumped from F3 to F...
he raced Formula
2. But I was reading up on the story. Hamilton actually spoke to the owner of Mercedes when he was still racing go-karts. No, the owner of McLaren, sorry. And he was like...
oh, yeah.
He's like, I want you to race for me when you can. And he literally shot from F3 to F1. And then...
and then he had a record-breaking rookie season and he won. So he started and then he won the championship in the same year, I think. So, interesting, but...
well, I only found out last year that there were other formulas.
Confusing. Yes, well, I don't know when I found out, but I know the reason I knew about the other formulas was because of Mick Schumacher, because my dad was excited that there was another Schumacher in the racing field again, and he wasn't racing Formula 1, but he was still racing, so we found out that it was Formula 2. And another fun fact, there's two Schumachers, so there's Mick, who's in Formula 2, and then David, who's in Formula 3. And he is actually Ralph Schumacher's son. So the cousins are driving in there. Also, Charles Leclerc, his brother is racing Formula 3. His brother, Arthur. So there's a lot of up and coming.
Imagine if, like, his brother, like, joined Ferrari at some stage and they both...
well,
like,
I think he is racing Ferrari. It's just Formula 3.
No, I'm just saying, like, if they both, like, in future, F1. Like, they're both, like, F1 brothers, like, tuning.
Well, that's the thing. Ralph and Michael were both F1 drivers at the same time. It's just Michael obviously drove Ferrari and Ralph was Toyota. I'm not actually sure. Ralph kind of moved around a lot. We're all so excited because I didn't like having a break in between.
I know. It sucks. I look forward to Sundays.
Yeah, like the whole weekend, I feel, for me, is taken up by Formula 1, Formula 2, and Formula 3. We kind of watch, in our house at least, we watch a bit of all racing. Yeah,
well, I've had, like, football to watch.
Yeah, so. Brandon watches multiple sports. In our house, we're just watching one sport.
Yeah, so I had that to at least bounce back on. If there was nothing this week, then it would have been a little bit of a sad one because football's come to an end now.
Oh, so it was the last week of football, you say?
Oh, wait, no. There's a final on Saturday and my team's playing in it.
Okay, Brandon supports Chelsea, if anyone wants to know.
Yeah.
It was just, I think as newbies watching Formula 1, we kind of like still can't wait to see whatever race happens. So we aren't... I was listening to another podcast earlier and they were saying that they were happy for the break. And I was like, why? How could you? What do you do with your life? And I think it's also like so crazy because I don't know about other people, but I feel like if you get very much into the sport, it kind of takes over your life. Like everything you talk about.
A lot of people were saying that with like when the whole lockdown thing and there was literally no sport, like a lot of people were like, oh my word, my children have grown.
That's so funny. So, yeah, well, that's actually true then. And anyone that is like a fan of any sport kind of gets consumed.
Your weekends just, even weekdays. I mean, you get those, like, especially in soccer, there's those midweek games with different leagues and competitions. So.
Yeah, like other sports, it's nice to see that everyone's coming slowly back into it. And also with Formula One, like, I know no one thought that the season was actually going to happen. And then they were slowly introducing, like, they were cancelled a whole lot, obviously. There was a lot of, like, calendar dates that were cancelled. But then when they slowly started saying yes to, like, mostly Europe circuits, then we were just grateful for, I think the last time I checked, like when the season, like meaning this short season started, we thought that we're only going to have like 2 months or 3 months of racing because it was supposed to end in September, like the first week of September. And then in this like past 2 weeks or last week, suddenly it's all the way until November now. So,
but that's so nice.
We're getting almost a full season, which is exciting, which is coming out of like started this year, hope like waiting for March, waiting for that Australian Grand Prix. And then, oh, sorry, no, the world's got other plans.
Yeah.
We can't wait for.
Also with Lewis Hamilton, like if he crashes, it could be like a Ricardo, like his first time at like Reynolds when he raced in the Australian Grand Prix. He like crashed on like the first lap.
I love how we're going back to Lewis Hamilton crashing because we don't want him to win on Sunday. We're not terrible people. We just really want to see an interesting race.
I mean, he doesn't have to crash. His engine can fail.
Yeah. So
his front wing just decides to not work.
I actually am really interested. I feel like I don't have enough knowledge about the Silverstone circuit, but just coming from the three races that we've watched, like that's already happened, the two Austrian ones and the Hungary ones, it's been kind of unpredictable. And I think I did kind of hear that there might be rain again at Silverstone. So be something.
It's entertaining.
Yeah.
So like the way that Magnussen and Grosjean,
Grosjean.
They were like, before the race even began, they were like, let's change
that was boys. So clever of Haas. Like that is
Magnussen finished like ninth.
Tenth. He took Leclerc's point. Leclerc was supposed to get a point to finish 10th and Magnussen got in there and was like,
I mean, they were first for some time.
Yeah, no.
First and second.
That's one thing I can say about Haas. We're very unpredictable in this race. Haas is a team and they're the most unpredictable with crashes. And I guess with victories, like, you never know what's going to happen when it comes to them.
I like their principal as well.
Yes. He's also, Gunther, I think his name's Gunther. He is one of the most funniest principals. I won't lie. He has been really entertaining. But
yeah,
Grosjean is definitely my favorite out of the two drivers.
Yeah.
He sometimes we have this joke in our house that we count on him causing some kind of accident so we can get a safety car in or something.
Yeah,
like sometimes we're like, Grosjean, Ferrari needs a safety car. Oh, Grosjean, do something. So we're all keen and excited for the Grand Prix this weekend. We have our predictions. Hamilton's gonna.
Well, what are your predictions? Give you your top five.
Like, top five.
Yeah. You're not going to choose just podium only. We want to see top five.
It's just hard for me because I feel like if I don't put Sebastian on top, then I'm kind of like letting him down or not supporting him well enough. But if we're being real, like very real, like this year, this season, the way it's going, and just because I wouldn't want Lewis winning, I would put either Verstappen or Bottas on top, because Verstappen, I feel he has the capability of winning a race very soon, just because based on the past two races, I think, because the one race he did crash out or his car failed him or something.
Well, last week he crashed before. No, 2 weeks ago he crashed before he even made it to the
Hungary,
grid.
Yeah, in Hungary, which, that was
and
crazy.
And he still came second. That was
that's
a miracle.
What I mean. Like, I feel like if he can do that, then he can definitely win. So, I'd put... So, between Verstappen and Bottas, I'd put them one and two between the two of them. And then Hamilton, I would say, would be third in the case, or if he crashes them, that would be great. And then I think that there would be some Force India and McLaren up there. This is just based on
realistic.
If Ferrari doesn't do well in the qualifying.
Yeah.
So if Ferrari obviously does well in qualifying, then
I know qualifying plays a big role in the Silverstone.
Yeah.
Like, but it also depends on your takeoff at Silverstone. Because as soon as, if you get that takeoff and you manage to take 2-3 positions in front of you, then you're most likely to either gain or stay in that position for the rest of the race.
Yeah.
So
hopefully they're faster than the takeoff. So who's your predictions?
My predictions. I think I'm going to go with fifth. I'm going to put Vettel.
Because he's done it sort of already.
Yeah, I think he's going to go be in fifth. Or actually, I'm going to give it to one of the Ferrari boys.
Mm.
Leclerc or Vettel in fifth.
Yeah.
In fourth, I'm going to give it to...
Which team?
I'm trying to think between Reynolds or...
Do you think Reynolds can make it fourth?
I think somehow something's going to happen.
Imagine if Ricciardo comes fourth.
Nah, I think the other guy would come. Okay, I'm going to give it to the pink team.
For fourth.
And third, I'm going to go with Bottas, Hamilton second, Verstappen taking the win, taking the dubs. I think.
Yeah, we think Verstappen...
Based off his last race.
He needs a victory.
I think he could do it. Because he fought so hard in that thing.
So, we're excited for the new Grand Prix. We can't wait for more Grand Prix. There's two now in a row, for sure. There's two going to be at Silverstone. The second one's going to be a 70th anniversary of Formula One.
Yeah.
So it's all going to be exciting. And we're going to come back with our next... This is our first podcast.
Yeah, like, this is the first episode.
Like, we hope someone even listens to it. We don't even know.
I think my mom's going to listen.
Brandon's mom's gonna listen to it. We don't even know.
My aunt said she's pretty keen to listen. So shout out to you, Jackie.
We don't know what's gonna happen with this. We hope people listen to it. It would be nice. But we're excited about the race, and we're excited to like chat about the season that's still ahead of us. So we will get back with our British review in our next one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Goodbye.
Hi, guys.
's so much for listening, and be sure to check out our Instagram and YouTube pages linked in the description below.
Catch us next week, same time, same place, maybe.
Yay.